Trump voters unfazed by controversy swirling around cabinet picks, date modified 2024-11-20T16:54:08.070Z, description: despite some negative headlines, Trump's nominees have largely won plaudits from Republican voters. Trump voters shrug off cabinet pick controversies, BBC, from left, Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, and RFK Jr. Some of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks look likely to face a fierce confirmation battle in Washington as their fitness to safeguard the rule of law, national security, and public health comes under scrutiny. U.S. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, an Ohio senator, is introducing the contenders to his colleagues on Capitol Hill this week as the incoming Trump administration seeks to smooth the path of its transition. But while the prospective appointees could face pushback in the Senate, they have received a largely positive reception so far from Republican voters contacted by the BBC. Virtually all of them approved of his cabinet picks, hailing them as much-needed disruptors to what they see as a corrupt establishment. A look at Trump's cabinet and key roles, in 74 seconds, it just scares the pants off the establishment people because most of the people in Congress are bought and corrupt. David Pouch, a Trump supporter from Davenport, Iowa, told the BBC. These picks are going to upset the apple cart. They re all wonderful, he added. Live updates on Trump cabinet picks. Some of Trump's cabinet picks, such as Marco Rubio, nominated to be U.S. Secretary of State, have won praise from both sides of the aisle. But a handful of others have been the subject of a barrage of negative headlines in recent weeks. Reports alleged that Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice for defense secretary, paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault to stay quiet so he would not risk losing his job. Hegseth, a Fox News host, denies any wrongdoing and maintains the sexual encounter was consensual. Robert F. Kennedy, Trump's pick for U.S. health secretary, has alarmed the pharmaceutical industry and America's medical community with his vaccine skepticism, although his criticism of processed foods has drawn support from many top doctors. Allies of Matt Gaetz, Trump's choice to be U.S. Attorney General, are meanwhile battling the release of a congressional ethics report on claims, which he denies, that he had once sex with an underage girl. The Department of Justice, which Gaetz, 42, would lead if confirmed, investigated the matter last year and declined to press charges. David Pouch says the cabinet picks are all wonderful. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's choice to be Director of National Intelligence, has been accused by critics of casting doubt on the very spy agencies she would oversee, while her allies say attempts to portray the military veteran as a Kremlin asset amount to a smear. An opinion poll this week by Echelon Insights found that all of Trump's cabinet picks, apart from Gaetz, have a slight edge in net favorability from members of the American public who participated in the survey. But voter reaction mirrors sentiments about Trump himself, and not all Republicans approve of his selections. Michelle Allen, a self-described never-Trumper from Arizona, told the BBC she is flabbergasted by the lineup. It's a good old boys club, and Trump's appointing people to positions where they re going to hurt a lot of people by getting their personal vendettas across, Allen says. The 39-year-old, who works in healthcare, says she is quite disgusted by RFK Jr.'s pick as health secretary, but voters who backed Trump told the BBC they see the criticism of the nominees as more reason to approve of them. Dominic Bashford, 28, said he sees Trump's picks as changemakers. I really feel the new Trump administration is giving me a voice, he told the BBC. He hopes Gabbard will put an end to the constant wars. Bashford also said he is excited about the prospect of RFK leading the health department, despite the furor over his questioning of vaccines. The one Trump pick Bashford does not like is Rubio. If former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton's a fan of someone, I take that as a big scare, Bashford said. Meanwhile, Indiana resident Ali Rastrelli, 20, said she was happy with some of Trump's cabinet selections like Gabbard and Kennedy, even if she does question their credentials. These people seem more like they were loyal to Trump during the campaign, so he is rewarding them with a position, rather than they are the most qualified person for the position, Rastrelli said, how these new recruits will be vetted, what Trump can and can't do on day one, what to know about Gates' allegations, fact-checking RFK's views on health policy, what Trump picks say about Mideast policy, North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher makes sense of the presidential election in his twice-weekly U.S. election Unspun newsletter. Readers in the UK can sign up here. Those outside the UK can sign up here. U.S. election 2024 Donald Trump, watch, a look at Trump's new top team, in 87 seconds. Among the allies the president-elect has chosen to join his administration are contentious figures, including among fellow Republicans. 5 days ago U.S. and Canada, Trump names vaccine skeptic RFK Jr. for health secretary. The president-elect has nominated RFK to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, FBI video shows moment man sets ballot box on fire. The suspect used an improvised incendiary device to start the fire in Portland, Oregon, ahead of the U.S. election. 6 days ago, why is Kamala Harris still asking for campaign donations? A week after losing the election, Kamala Harris's team are still appealing for funds. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, what a Republican trifecta means for Trump's second term. Republicans have won control of both chambers of Congress, yielding Trump limited congressional oversight for at least 2 years. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, welcome back, watch moment Biden congratulates Trump. The president and president-elect shook hands as part of a long-standing tradition signifying the transfer of power. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, what we can expect from Trump and Biden's meeting, given all the things they've said about each other, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's meeting could be really awkward. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, John Bolton, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, says Trump's former advisor John Bolton. November 7, 2024, Putin congratulates courageous Trump on election win. The Russian president says he was impressed by Trump's reaction to the first assassination attempt against him. November 7, 2024 World, watch, Biden urges Democrats to get back up after Trump win. The president addressed Americans from the White House for the first time since Donald Trump's election victory. November 7, 2024 U.S. and Canada, U.S. voters on one reason Trump won, and why Harris lost. After Donald Trump's decisive victory, we asked Americans what they think made the difference for each campaign. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Harris highlights need for peaceful transfer of power. The BBC's Samira Hussain was on the ground for Harris's concession speech at Howard University. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Harris, election outcome not what we fought for, the vice president addressed supporters at Howard University in Washington, D.C., following her election defeat to Donald Trump. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Belfast reacts to Trump's U.S. election victory, BBC NI asks people in Belfast how they feel about Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. election. November 6, 2024 Northern Ireland, surrounded by family, Trump says he will heal the country. Donald Trump took the stage at his campaign watch party in West Palm Beach, Florida, and was met with loud cheers. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, watch, what does a Trump win mean for these Americans? Voters across the U.S. have their say on the re-election of Donald Trump. November 6, 2024 Watch, PM and Badenoch react to Trump's victory at PMQs, Sir Keir Starmer and Kemi Badenoch react to Donald Trump's U.S. election victory at PMQs. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Swinney congratulates Trump on election victory, the First Minister had backed Democrat Kamala Harris, which Trump's Scottish business had branded an insult. November 6, 2024 Scotland politics, watch. How election night unfolded, catch up on the key moments from election night. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance heralds greatest political comeback in U.S. history, the Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance addresses a rally of Donald Trump supporters. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, more, 8 HRS ago, who has joined Trump's team so far. Among the president-elect's latest picks are Fox Business host Sean Duffy as transportation secretary. 8 HRS ago, US and Canada. 22 HRS ago, Trump's elects financier Howard Lutnick as commerce secretary. Trump said Lutnick would lead the administration's tariff and trade agenda. 22 HRS ago, business. 2 days ago, Trump picks ex-congressman and Fox host as transport secretary. Sean Duffy, one of Trump's most vocal defenders on cable news, will need to be confirmed by the Senate. 2 days ago, US and Canada. 2 days ago, Trump vows to use US military for mass deportations. The president-elect has said he would declare a national emergency and begin deportations on his first day in office. 2 days ago, world. 2 days ago, Trump defense pick paid accuser to save Fox News job, but denies claim. Pete Hegseth maintains he is innocent and says the sexual encounter in 2017 was consensual. 2 days ago, US and Canada, British Broadcasting Corporation, home, news, US election, sport, business, innovation, culture, arts, travel, earth, video, live, audio, weather, BBC shop, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, terms of use, about the BBC, privacy policy, cookies, accessibility help, contact the BBC, advertise with us, do not share or sell my info, contact technical support, copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. props://news/comma/articles/comma/cvgwzn057n70/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset-cvgwzn057n70 contents type: headline model